Thanks for joining me, Dr. Cricket Lane, UNC Assistant Athletic Director for Student Athlete Development. Let's start off with the background of your journey. I imagine that most people don't know that you have a doctorate and taught courses on the academic side prior to life at Chapel Hill. How about if you tell us where it all started and if you ever saw yourself as being a key part of the development of NCAA Division I athletes on the level of a UNC?
Absolutely. And thank you for having me, Dr. Stroman. No, that was not my goal coming out of college. I always knew I wanted to work with young people, though. They were kind of my passion. And so after I majored in psychology in undergrad and knew that's what I wanted to do, but I couldn't do what I wanted to do with just a bachelor. So I had to go back to school and do some work, get my master's. And during that time, I did a little private practice and knew that I really enjoyed working with the young people and also working in kind of group settings. I did a lot of group work, working in, like, it was called Haven at the time, and it was a shelter for battered women. And wow. I really liked working in that environment, helping. But my husband had started working at the University of Detroit and asked if I could teach a workshop. I think the workshop, it may have been on alcohol or it may have been on just relationships. And I went in and I did it and I loved it. I was like, oh, I like this. My population. I run track in college. So it was just like my people. So that kind of turned into a part-time job, which then turned into a full-time job. And at that time, I was very lucky because the NCAA had started requiring Division I schools to have someone on campus, whether it was in their athletic department or somebody on campus, who would do these kinds of things, who would do workshops, who could do the academics. And I kind of fit the bill. So I came in kind of a perfect storm and fell in love and have been doing it for over 20 years.
Wow, that's a great story. Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Virginia, Northern Virginia. And I always tell people, they always talk about it being Southern. I'm like, Northern Virginia is not Southern. It's very different from, I think that we call the dividing line like Richmond.
Yes.
Richmond, you're South, but you know, growing up in Northern Virginia, it was very different.
Well, no doubt. I spent some time up in the Columbia area.
Oh, yeah.
And so
yeah.
It's definitely not the South, for
no,
sure.
It's
for
not sure. The South.
Yeah. Now, did you have any particular teachers or mentors that influenced you, your career?
Well, I was thinking back on my senior year in high school, and I had this incredible teacher, and he taught us a psychology class, and I got very interested in that subject, and you know, would spend time with him just talking about it, and I'm like, oh, that's what I want to do. And when I got to college, I never changed majors, which I know it's unbelievable these days. That I went in and I just knew what I wanted to do. So he really helped me. And I always think back on that was the point in my life. I knew, oh, this is what I want to do. He was it.
Well, that's very helpful working with student athletes. In fact, everybody's still pumped up from Nick Weiler and that kick. And I was on the air the other day just talking about the mental aspect, the psychology of not only just college athletics, but also the kicker and what they must go through mentally,
right?
That psychology.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We talk, we try to introduce in my position now some things with them. We do a lot of leadership training, but we're also trying to bring in some mindfulness things for them, some meditation, and just things
yes.
that I think will help them and calm them and relieve some of the stress.
Well, now that you're a leader of men and women during very influential years of their lives, I know it requires your being in many places physically and mentally at once. So how did you manage your time in college and how do you manage it today?
Well, in college, it was so different than it is now. I look at our student athletes and I just kind of shake my head because, you know, I went to class, we did practice, I went, I went to my apartment and redid that over and over. They now have all these other things that we require of them, and going to workshops and getting involved in this and, you know, watching film. I just think it's a lot different than it was when I was there. I like to have fun. So I was always in a group of people, like to be around other people. And I think that has carried over. And what I do now is that, you know, for the physical and the mental, it's, you know, working out with a group of people. It's in my office. My door is always open and people are coming in and out and just kind of checking on them. I think it's really helpful for me, and I hope it's helpful for them.
Well, it's an interesting time because when I think about, to your point, the demands on the student athletes today, but what would you cut out? We know from their position, there's no way they cut out their athletic experience, even
right.
though we're discussing now time management in sports.
Yeah.
But they want to be the best, so they're going to keep doing that.
Yeah,
and then,
absolutely.
Of course, academics, that's not going to change.
No.
They want to do well in the classroom. And then, I mean, it's just so much.
It is. It is so much. I think there's some things that I would maybe shave off a little bit.
Okay.
The time, you know, watching film.
Yes.
I mean, I know it's important and you need to have strategy, but maybe not so much. I do know that if we said you didn't have to be in the weight room or you didn't have to be doing that, they'd still do it. But I think I like the idea of them having some control over that.
Well, definitely agree there for sure. But you know what? It's the type of subject that will never end. We'll constantly have more conversations.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, let's take a break here, and we'll be right back to discuss more with Dr. Cricket Lane, Assistant Athletic Director for Student Athlete Development at UNC. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Cricket Lane, UNC Chapel Hill's Assistant Athletic Director for Student Athlete Development. So, Cricket, there's no doubt you have a lot going on. You're trying to pour into our students, help our athletic department be better, be even more successful. So, do you find time yourself to read or watch television much? Any favorites?
I do read. I like to watch television, but there's just no time. There's so many other things going on. A lot of leadership stuff. We like to, I work in a group of people who we call ourselves kind of leadership nerds. So we're always reading about that and sharing articles and information on that. So definitely do some reading. Not so much pleasure reading right now, but kind of work reading.
Well, that's not good. I know finally some of my friends got me to do Scandal, and I'm a big Netflix House of Cards.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
Amazing. Kevin Spacey.
I just started that. I just started House of Cards.
Well, I'll tell you, I think it's 4 seasons now, so get ready for a very, very...
Rocky?
Yes, rocky, rocky ride. And the thing is that the parallels with today and what's going on. It
really
gives you insight with politicians and what goes on.
I'm excited. I'm excited now.
So here's your choice question. What moves you to tears or to laughter? Anything that brings out the emotion in Dr. Lane?
Oh, my. Yes. So tears, definitely suffering. And, I mean, just reading the paper, I could just like bawl, talking to my students if they're, having a really tough time in almost any area. It's very easy for me to kind of empathize with them. I
yes.
try not to cry in front of them as mm-hmm. much as possible, but sometimes it just hits you. It just, mm-hmm. You just really feel with them. I think laughter, there's always laughter coming out of this hallway that I'm on, and a lot of it has to do, again, with our students. I love being with my friends. I do quite a bit of traveling, so so I try to do that with, you know, family and then with friends. And it's always just reminiscing, I think, is just makes me laugh.
Any particular places you'd like to travel to? Any bucket list?
Gee, my bucket list, Greece. I'm getting there. Not sure when, but I'm going to get to Greece.
Well, I'll tell you, I went there last year, and I've been blessed to go to a number of just wonderful, beautiful countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I think people sometimes overlook how beautiful America is, but Greece is my number one country.
Really?
The people, the food, the beauty. I could go there every year. In fact, I have a teammate who lives there now. She married a Greek gentleman, and so I have an open door. So if you ever need a connection, or if I can help you out there.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, I have been to all 50 states.
Wow.
So, yeah. I'm moving on.
Okay. That is not common. That is not common. So working in sport can be very competitive. What drives you, or how would you describe the secret sauce to your success or longevity in sport?
Mm-hmm. I think for me and watching our student athletes, it's that personal growth. I always feel like I'm trying to learn more, and that's whether it's the newest dance or the newest vernacular, I'm trying to, I just want to grow. And I love watching them. Like, to me, from that first year to that sophomore year, there's so much growth, and I want to help them and be a part of that for them. That's my secret sauce.
Excellent. Well, you do it very well. Can you tell us about a typical day for you? I know you're juggling a lot of different areas and projects, but can you take us through a typical day?
Typical day. I'm not sure there's one of those, but so we kind of work in five areas. So probably every day we're catching in one of those areas or all of those areas. So it's, working on our next workshop, and that's usually for leadership. We have a very extensive leadership academy, so we're doing things on that end. We're in the midst right now of putting together our major and minors career fair, and so working on that. So kids are coming in. We're trying to connect them. We now have a person who sits over here on Tuesdays from the Career Center who works with our student athletes, looking over their resume, doing mock interviews with them, whatever. So we're always sending them over that way. And then there's community service. Our students do a tremendous amount of service. And we just got our first batch of pen pal letters. So they're stopping by to get their pen pal letters and trying to get them to make sure they get them back in a time that we can get them to the schools. We have a student-athlete advisory council, so those students are always stopping by, just kind of letting us know what's going on or what they want on the agenda. We have a person, now we've had two people in the last 2 years who sit on the national SAC, so they come back with all kinds of ideas and want to discuss those things. So we're busy.
Wow, there is no doubt. You know, thinking about the career path, you know I'm doing work with sport analytics, and there are just so many jobs opening up in that space. And I do believe athletes are really good at the qualitative and the quantitative, and in particular the quantitative with all the numbers and things that they have to analyze to get from one point to another to be successful. So hopefully we can continue to build that up and let them know that this is another opportunity. And especially the nice thing about analytics, it's not gender driven.
Right.
Some of the positions in sport, you know, it helps if you were the former football coach or if you played, a sport that really had a lot of men.
Mm-hmm.
So we welcome women in this space for sure.
Right.
Now, how do you prepare to have a job like yours? Is there anything that you could recommend for young people that are listening?
Right. Well, what's really nice is that my position really has become a career path. It's something that people want to do. I think most of the people in my area have a master's, and it's usually in education or, psychology, or because you tend to do a lot of listening. Mm-hmm. But I think that's kind of the road. I tell all of our students here, if they're interested in doing what I do, is they need to shadow, go and speak to someone in that field. And I also used to caution them also not to just stop at Division One. There are these positions in Division Two and Division Three, and that they need to go and talk to people at that level also about what they do. Being able to help, I think, and knowing your resources, really important.
And I'd also add the kindness and the caring heart.
Because there's
no doubt I meet so many students who mention your name and the different projects and programs you have going on in your office. And when you think about they come to Carolina to be great athletes and to win ACC championships, NCAA championships, go to the Olympics, it's always paired with the student athlete development part.
Yeah.
So definitely I salute you there.
Thank you.
So we'll be right back with Dr. Cricket Lane, Assistant Athletic Director for Student Athlete Development. You're listening to If You Only Knew with Dr. Debbie Stroman. We're back with Cricket Lane, UNC Chapel Hill's Assistant Athletic Director for Student Athlete Development. Cricket, are there any sport executives or even non-sport leaders that people would be surprised to know that you greatly respect and admire?
I don't know if there are any surprises. I mean, like the people I talk about are just normal people who really have kind hearts, who want the best for people, who aren't mean, who are just good people. So I don't know if there's anyone that they would be surprised at. They might be surprised that I really enjoy, like, forensics,
wow.
That I probably don't seem like that kind of a person.
Okay.
But, like, podcasts, Serial, those kinds of things really interest me.
Well, that's interesting, the forensics part.
Yeah.
Any particulars? Was it a TV show that drove you to think about that? Or
I think it probably started with, there's a show called Forensic Files. I don't get to see them very often, but I can listen to them on my way home. So sometimes I'll plug in, and it's just fascinating to me. I think if that had been offered when I was going to college, it may have been something that I would have looked into.
Sounds like it probably would scare me too much. Maybe stuff I don't want to know.
Yeah, it could be.
All right. So if you weren't the assistant athletic director for student athlete development, whose job outside of sports would you love to have?
I don't know if it's someone's job, mm-hmm. but I would want to do something creative. I don't have any talent, but I've always seen myself as being a sculptor or painting, something just very creative with my hands. So, maybe when I retire, I'll get some clay or something.
Did you take any art classes or anything when you were little? Or
No. I mean, I paint, but not like I envision.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Okay, so when it's all over and you're sitting in your rocking chair, if you reflect back on your career, what do you want people to remember you for?
I want them, and I use this word a lot with our students, I want them to know that I had a passion for life. Like, when they came to me, like, I was excited. I wanted to try new things. That I was, I helped them explore new things or think about things differently. Someone who cared for people, who never lost touch. I think one of the things that my friends say about me, which I love, is they can't get rid of me. Like, I don't care where you move to, I'm going to find you, and we're going to talk, and we're going to connect. So I still have students from my very first job that I keep in touch with.
Wow, that's a great, great way to leave a legacy, because it's all about connections and
how we
can touch people and bring them up during difficult moments, and then also be there to be a big cheerleader and to celebrate their success.
Absolutely.
And again, you do that very well.
Why, thank you.
Well, thanks again for spending time today, Dr. Cricket Lane, the Assistant Athletic Director for Student Athlete Development at UNC.
Thank you, Dr. Stroman. It's been a pleasure.